RNZ Pacific, what a way. I'm Moratuila Epitela with a bulletin of news. The Speaker of Vanuatu's Parliament, Gracie Shadrack, adjourned yesterday's session until next Wednesday. Mr. Shadrack told Parliament that adjournment is because of cases pending in the Supreme Court. Yesterday morning, 19 government MPs returned after their seats had earlier been declared vacant by the Speaker due to their absence on three consecutive days. The Supreme Court this week ordered Parliament to resume yesterday and placed a stay on the Speaker's declaration. The court stay order also prevented the government from tabling a motion to remove the Speaker. The next step in the legal process is for a lawyers' conference on the stay orders on Monday. The political crisis was triggered by a motion for a vote of no confidence in the Prime Minister, Bob Loughman. But Mr. Loughman says he still has the support he needs to stay in power.
I want to confirm that the government is solid with the numbers that it had in its first extraordinary sitting, and in its first ordinary sitting, the government still commands the majority.
The opposition needs the support of 27 members to topple the government. There are conflicting reports from right activists and police in Papua over the death of three West Papuan villagers last week. Tabloid Jubi reporter activists at Yonas Dao saying they have testimony from residents saying three civilians from Nipu Ra Lome village were shot dead by an Indonesian police task force. But the Ne Mang Kawi task force claims West Pap fighters are to blame. Task Force Chief Iqbal Al-Ghuzdi says the deaths happened after a raid by security forces on a local airport that was occupied by separatists, and the separatists killed the civilians. But Yunus Dao claims the police are hiding a crime they themselves committed. 51 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Fiji, with 35 of them from the fastest-growing cluster at Nandi. The Health Ministry said last night two cases are from the Lami Nosori containment zone, and their links to other cases are unknown. Health Secretary James Fong says the rest of the cases are linked to existing clusters. Dr. Fong says the other case is a primary contact of an active case, and the connection to a cluster is being determined by the contact tracing teams. He says the two unknown cases are from Rawain Suva and Nakisi Nosori. And a health expert in New Zealand warns the escalating cases of COVID-19 in Fiji could see people die because of a lack of basic care. Four people have died in Fiji from the virus too since April. The country now has over 600 active cases. Otago University epidemiologist Michael Baker says it's evident the Fijian health system is overwhelmed.
Then they see people unfortunately dying in the same way they have been dying in India through lack of even basic care. That's just oxygen and other essentials for helping get sick people through the acute phase of illness.
A petition to cancel a film about the Christchurch mosque attacks has collected 10,000 signatures overnight. The film, titled They Are Us, intends to centre on the Prime Minister's response to the 2019 attacks. Rachel Thomas reports.
The National Youth Islamic Association began the online petition yesterday evening, urging the film be shut down and stating it sidelines victims of the March 15 attacks. It's since surpassed 10,000 signatures on the website change.org and is rapidly climbing. The petition is calling on funders, producers and the New Zealand film industry to boycott the film and avoid commercialising and profiting from a tragedy that claimed 51 lives. The association says the film centres on the response of a white woman, which whitewashes experiences of the Muslim community.
The United Nations Human Rights Commissioner is warning of escalating violence in Myanmar amid reports of a military build-up in several areas. Michelle Bachelet says the country has become a human rights catastrophe since the military coup in February. Her spokeswoman is Ravina Shamdasani.
Sweeping arrests of activists, journalists and opponents of the regime have continued across the country, with credible sources indicating that at least 4,804 people remain in arbitrary detention. The High Commissioner is deeply troubled by reports of detainees being tortured.
The UN says the Myanmar security forces continue to use heavy weaponry against civilians as well as armed opposition groups. The Tokyo Olympics chief is appealing to G7 leaders to offer their backing to the Games. The Summit of Wealthy Nations is now underway in the UK after a year's delay because of the pandemic, and a rising number of Japanese people would like it then postponed again. But Seiko Hashimoto, president of the Japan's organising committee, says that additional precautions are being taken to curtail the spread of COVID infections.
As the organising committee, we would be very grateful if we received the support of the G7 for the Games to go ahead.
The Olympics are scheduled to start on the 23rd of July. Former All Blacks midfielder Malachi Fekitoa is switching his international rugby allegiance to Tonga. The 29-year-old is among four former New Zealand and Australia internationals who would represent the kingdom in next weekend's final Olympic Sevens Repechage tournament in Monaco. Vinnie Wiley reports.
Malachi Fekitoa will link up with the rest of the Tonga Sevens squad in Monaco after playing in Wasps' final English Premiership match against Leicester Tigers this weekend. Players can switch their international allegiance by playing in an Olympic qualifying event, provided they have a passport for the second country and have completed a stand-down period of 3 years. Fekitoa, who was born on Hehefo in the Ha'apai Islands, made his test debut in 2014 and played the last of his 24 tests for New Zealand against the British and Irish Lions 4 years ago. He represented Tonga in sevens as a teenager before moving to New Zealand to attend Wesley College.
The Black Caps batsman Devin Conway came up 20 runs shy of scoring a century on day two of the second test against England, and he was disappointed to have fallen short of another milestone. Conway and Will Young both scored half centuries to put the Black Caps on top in Birmingham. Opener Conway scored 80 while Young was out for 82 in the final over of the day as New Zealand reached 229 for three at stumps, with Ross Taylor not out on 46.
It was a little bit disappointing getting out on 80. You know, I think when you get to those positions, you really like to sort of cash in as much as you can. But such is life, and we've just got to learn from the experiences that happened and move on.
The Black Caps will start day three, 74 runs behind England's first innings total. And Novak Djokovic leads defending champion Rafael Nadal 2-1 in their French Tennis Open semi-final, with the winner to play Greek fifth seed Stefanos Tsitsipas in the title decider. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.